You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Eusebius is on Twitter at Eusebius.
There's an article that caught our attention here on the Eusebius McKaiser show, and I'd like us to talk about the issue that comes out of it, and that's catcalling, whistling, jeering at women. There was a woman who took selfies with her catcallers to make a very important point, and then she chronicled these on Instagram as part of a Dear Catcallers montage for a whole month. And a couple of things caught my attention in regard to this incredible story. The one was, firstly, the range of men, all men from men from different walks of life, whether you're talking black, white, European, immigrants, whoever, it was just everyone who's male, whatever group you belong to, tend to have catcallers amongst them. So it's not black people who do it, white people who do it, Europeans, Africans. This is clearly very pervasive among men in general. That's the first thing. The second thing is how, with the exception of only one guy, I think, everyone was perfectly happy for her to take a picture with them in a selfie. And then the things that they said to her, she would, under the hashtag Dear Catcallers, she would include the words that were thrown in her direction. And unsurprisingly, it includes things like, "Sexy girl, where you going? Can I come with you?" Another one said to her, "I know what I would do with you, baby." Another one said, "You want a kiss? Psst, whoop. Can I have your number?" And so it goes on. Absolutely extraordinary. They, if you see the images, they look chuffed. They are not embarrassed. They're not ashamed. They didn't even see it as an expose. And they continue completely unabated. So let's have that conversation. Why do you catcall? Why do you whistle as a man when you see a woman? Why do you do it? What goes on in your head? Do you regard your behavior as problematic? Do you know that it is problematic? Do you know what women feel, what girls feel when we do that? And it's not the job of girls and women to tell us to stop doing it. We must just stop doing it as men, full stop. But if there are women who are generous enough, which you need not be, and you want to tell men and boys and teenagers how it feels when you are walking or jogging and someone is catcalling, you're welcome to do so. So I want to speak to everyone. I want to speak to boys, men, girls, women, everyone. Why do you catcall? And what does it do to you when you're being catcalled? 011-883-0702 in Johannesburg, in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Now, the team put this question to women and to men. We're first going to play to know the woman. And here are some of the responses we got from women in relation to the question, how does it feel when you are being catcalled? And just have a listen to this montage of experiences.
I have been catcalled on several occasions. I don't even remember the stuff that is said, but I know it's always in reference to my skin tone. You know, they'll always make comments about me being a yellow bone, you know, my weight. And I find it's mostly around taxi ranks and construction sites. Like, on my way to work, I pass quite a few, and you find men whistling or, you know, hollering at you to come say hi or whatever. But it really, really is quite infuriating. It's upsetting, because at times you can't really retaliate, rather. And more often than not, I just want to cuss them out or whatever, but I really can't, because I am pretty much vulnerable and I am afraid of what they might do in retaliation. You know, they might cuss me out. You never know, somebody might come and give you a slap or whatever. But it really, really, really is just upsetting that, you know, men feel entitled to make comments about how you look, how you're dressed, you know, when all you're doing is just trying to get to the other side of the road.
I have been catcalled By construction workers a lot of times, guys, and they just make me feel like they're undressing me, and it's a little awkward. And yeah, like, guys, by look sheeny, you know, by your hood, by there, by the corner. People that, like, are a bit shady, not in a bad way, but they always make you feel uncomfortable, and, like, they don't respect women that way. So, yeah.
I have been catcalled by men that I don't even know. It happens on the streets. It happens on campus. It happens in my neighborhood. And it makes me feel naked. I don't have to be wearing a short skirt. I don't have to be wearing a sleeveless top. But I will nonetheless feel naked. I feel violated. And I feel like I should hide myself.
I've been catcalled and it made me feel really horrible. It makes you feel like you're an object and not a person, and it's just not cool.
I absolutely hate being catcalled. It is so humiliating because what often follows in my head is that, oh my goodness, this person has undressed me with their eyes and they're violating me. But it's just how South African men communicate. Obviously, that is a generalization, but I've had countless experiences, be it me walking through a taxi rank and someone yelling out, "Hey, my bebeza wozala," or someone following me and, you know, trying to talk to me even though I've said no. And, you know, it's always a comment about how I'm dressed, how I look, what they would want to do to me because it's uninvited. And you feel so helpless. You feel so unsafe. You want to get away from that environment as fast as you can. But that doesn't always happen.
Absolutely stunning. We put the same question to men, and as I had predicted, many men not only do not understand, know, or accept that their behavior, our behavior, is wrong. Some men, as you will hear in this clip, will go so far as to think that a woman should be oh so lucky when you whistle at them, as if it is some kind of compliment.
Yes, I do catcall, man. It's in, like, I would say it's in our nature. Yeah, it's all every day, mama, jide muka asirari. Lar dudes are rip lom melma jide. How tomo fita wana? Attention ni lerna, like, ya chifta hanya, lar concentrate akoyena. He's like, hi, hi. Some point, that's the other way, or batom shela, or batom. Just to do medis, and it makes us feel good. You get my point. Just to say hi, ar hi. Lagar and kuku for kapa. Now, I'm a defector, replay Lorenzing, filler, I talk. Shy at least, if I choose the right, I still got it.
Yeah, shoot to Sapi, the filler, not your appeal. As Wilson Moon, too. I look too, and Jake, as I was to tell our Fanavala Papa's bullies, Maslow. Yes, now. And our Fanavala Banja was on time from your funeral moon, the Lax and Ava, the Nanga bullies, Mutual, just would tell Onje. Nayati Hello, I'm getting to the over right. I'm team with him, Cap or Gwenzagali, Mansum Cap and some cap, I won. Shy, I'm fit.
Yeah, man, like, I'm not challenge. I'm like, I believe with every guy to get called, but it comes with to work, you know, but every guy does. Like, I also do it, but there's certain things that I don't do. Like, I can't just yell and say anything like that's out of proportion or like unnecessary things that. But like every guy say chuna right, like when you cat call, like we don't do lacho, we are walk up and switch with the movement. It's part of cat calling. It's part of cat calling. It's how you're doing it, like with how you're doing it. So sometimes like other guys, like I find it rude when like some bees a song, okay, hello, hello, and suddenly there's vulgar words and everything else, a bit of a out of the line, but every guy does it. Like, it's a tuna, right? It's a tuna, it's natural.
It's in our nature, like, it happens every time.
Yo, like, we do get caught. Yo, every guy, I mean, you're jail, every guy do get caught. If you don't get caught,
we do.
Yeah.
bayayithanda le reason things why cabanga umntwana no ubi esaloon uzigaphile amawivi nani
fethi wethi
cabanga usuka la asuka khona le ayofika around vilonke amajita akekho athe hi 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 unamanga naye akafilishap the most say hi hi
angathi ukuthi nanyaphila
angenza ukuthi angifuni mara mara yes I still got it.
Now, there's a couple of things about that conversation that's important. Firstly, you can hear from the laughter before we even talk about how to translate the exact language that these guys think this is a joke. It's one big joke. It is banter. Then there's a couple of things they say that is really important. The first is all guys do it. And now that's interesting. I don't know how the fact that behavior is prevalent means that you must do it. So part of the defense is, well, boys will be boys. It's in our nature. This is just what we do. How would you like to be a hot woman? You've had your hair done. You come from the salon and you walk past a bunch of majita and none of them catcall you. You'll probably feel bad, which goes a step further. Not only is the implication there that it's natural, it's inherent in all boys and men, but actually that they're doing you a favor as women because you should be oh so lucky to be complimented. And if they were not to catcall you, you'd be upset and think that you're not pretty and the investment in your new weave was not worth it. That for me is basically the essence of it, Danielle.
Yeah. So it's also very funny how they just go about saying, imagine if you walk past a group of guys and none of them says anything. That would be perfect, actually. My day would be made. Like, I don't walk around the street seeking validation and waiting for men to compliment me on my new hairstyle, my new wardrobe. I do that for me, not to seek out compliments.
Yeah.
And also for them to think that them passing remarks or making comments about how I look must immediately boost my confidence. Like, okay, Maji, like, can I just walk down the streets without you saying anything?
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna, your limbs are not gonna fall off. You're not gonna lose any part of your brain, but just let me be.
Absolutely. And the Allow arrogance me. To imagine that your self-esteem is dependent on
is
being
attached
whistled at.
To his yeah. compliments.
Luke, hello.
Hi, Eusebius. Thanks for a very good topic. And I think I want to talk about the other side of the coin. And actually, guys should do this properly. You know, when they see someone that's looking good, they should compliment them in an affirming and positive way. And that's how it should be done, not just like nefarious or like ulterior motive catcalling. You know, you can actually just say to someone, wow, you know, you're looking great. Like a good example is like on Heritage Day, people were dressed up amazingly and you compliment people and you just say, hey, like, and I think that's kind of like taking back the space, you know, like let's turn it around and do it in a better way.
You know, Luke, casual misogyny and objectification of women is so commonplace. I can't say that my viewpoint is the correct viewpoint, but I would say on the side of saying nothing, and only if you already have... No, but I mean this seriously. If you have familiarity, just Luke, just hear me out. Let's have a dialogue, my friend. Don't interrupt
okay.
me. I'm just prefacing before I'm getting to the key point I want to make. I think it is best if you have sufficient familiarity. On day one, when I meet Megan for the first time at work, I can't just go around complimenting her, particularly in the context in which men routinely prey on women. But on day 100, if it's clear that there's an established relationship and it's Heritage Day and she comes to work, then maybe I can do so. I don't know if you would agree with me, because this is obviously a contentious point. I'm not saying we shouldn't give each other compliments, but I would imagine that randomly complimenting a stranger is itself something you should be cautious about. No?
No, I think you've got a good point, that erring on the side of caution is better, and you don't know what space they're in, how it's going to come out. I think you do need to be careful. So that is a valid point. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I've done it many times, and in my experience, people are actually, they feel affirmed, or they it seems like they feel good. But your point is very valid. Yeah.
No, but I take your point as well, and I want women to answer Luke. Can one distinguish between catcalling that is problematic and a compliment that is sincere, or do you want men and boys to not even compliment you? Is the slide from the one to the other so quick and so habitual that the best thing is for men to completely shut up, or are you under any circumstances okay with a compliment? Obviously, there is a conceptual difference between a compliment and catcalling, but in the real world, how does that play out for you? Is it easy? Is it possible to distinguish? Megan, hello.
Hi, Eusebius. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for calling in.
You know, I just wanted to say that, you know, men, it's built into their DNA from an evolutionary point of view to notice a woman and to catcall, you know, to say, hey, you know, because that's just the way they are. And as a society, we're so used to taking away men's masculinity that women must just relax a bit and say, you know what, I understand that to me it's a bit offensive, but understand it from a man's point of view that he's not doing it on purpose to offend you. He just can't maybe help himself because it's just the way he's built. It's an evolutionary thing. He's just designed to notice a beautiful woman. So women must just relax a little bit and just, yeah, just chill.
I disagree with you, Megan. It is also in my nature when I have the need to do number two to do it here in the studio. I have been taught to control my urges and go to the bathroom. We are not animals who are incapable of thinking twice about acting on instinct or acting against our instinct.
Okay, but, you know, obviously you're not going to do that in the studio, but, you know, there's certain things that are just primary. And to notice a beautiful woman or a sexy man, if I'm walking in public and I notice a gorgeous guy, I'm going to, you know, do a little bit of a head turn. So I'm not going to double standard a guy just because he's catcalling a woman.
There's a difference, Megan. We do not have a global history in the universe of anti-male sexism. So you catcalling a guy is not the social equivalent of men doing that routinely to women, because as men, our bodies have not routinely been subject to ownership on the part of women. So to think those two things are equivalent is really, despite the fact that you are a woman, is really to simply put jam in the mouths of horrible men.
Okay, fair enough. That's a very good point.
I'm flabbergasted. Megan, same WhatsApp group as the ANC Women's League. Hello, Nina.
Hi, Eusebius. My comment for you is, when I was listening to you talking to Luke, it actually sparked an idea for me, and it goes back to the stage where gentlemen were actually a thing. If you change the whole perspective on it, take the sexuality out of it and the objectification of it, and you actually put forward the idea of respect, and you say, you know what, you do look great today. You don't put in sexuality and you don't put in objectification words. I think if you ask me, that would actually be more constructive in society. It creates more of an air of...
But now let's keep it real, Nina. When you walk past the construction site, no one says, hello, what is your name? Can we have a conversation? What do you do for a living? No,
yes,
what you hear is, hey, sexy girl, where you going? Come here with me. And these are actual quotes from the hashtag Dear Catcallers montage. I know what I'll do with you, baby. You want a kiss? You want a kiss? I mean, that is what actually happened. You know this better than me. I can't mansplain to you the world in which you're a woman.
No, I have noticed that. And that does make me feel extremely unsafe due to the sexual nature of it. I'm not saying what I suggest is a possible thing. Obviously, it's idealistic, but it is a thing that I would much more be more comfortable with than what is currently going on. But like I said, it is idealistic.
Okay, thank you, Nina. Let's take other views. Lerato, good morning.
Hi, good day. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Lerato.
Good, good. I say there's two sides to this. well, coming from the African culture, when we're growing up back in the homeland, this it used to be an acceptable behavior. In fact, when you see a pretty lady walking in the street, you would sing a nice praise. I know that you will have instances where one or two people will take it overboard, but the behavior itself, you see a lady, a lot of people, well, some of us who come from the homeland, that's how we meet people. We didn't have internet or we meet people.
Lerato, the line is just not great there, but I want to ask you this question. You say that it's always been acceptable. I want to challenge you on that.
And you think...
Okay, we can't have a conversation with this line being so horrible, Lerato. I'm sorry. The question I wanted to put to Lerato is, which goes for traditions in general, there's a difference between we've always done X and X was always acceptable. There are many things that we've always done that have always been problematic. So telling me you did this in 1950 is not an argument for why it was okay in 1950. You are simply appealing to the fact that you've always done it. But maybe you should never have done it, whether it was in 1950 or 1850. Zuki, good morning.
Morning, Eusebius. Hi. First time caller on your show.
Thanks for calling in, Zuki. What is your thoughts and what are your experiences?
I'm very impassioned about this topic because I'm a runner, so I run on the road. And I often, I mean, most runners will tell you experience, it's the hooting, it's the catcalling, it's stopping the car to have a conversation with you. And I think precisely to the point you've just made, that it's really founded on an assumption that men have a right to your space, whether it's physical space or mental space. But the fact that I'm out on the road on my own as a woman, there's an assumption that I want to talk to you, and the fact that I, as a man, want to talk to you right now requires you to stop what you're doing, stop the space that you're consuming at the moment, and provide it or give it to me as I demand. And it really, really infuriates me and feels like an infringement on my freedoms. I'm a citizen of this country. I should have the same freedoms as men, but I don't. And I have to choose where I run. And sometimes I run with earphones as well. I'm forced to run with earphones in my ears, not with them on, but just so it looks like I cannot hear you and therefore leave me alone. So it really infuriates me. And I think it is the assumption that as a man, I own your space. And we've always done this. I'm paying you a compliment. Well, sometimes I don't want your compliment. I don't want it right now.
Absolutely.
So it really infuriates me.
Thank you, Zuki. Obviously, this topic is hot. We'll take more of your calls and more of your views on the other side of news. We're talking about catcalling. Why do we catcall as men? And what does it do to women and to girls when we do that? And it's amazing to see all these incredibly ridiculous rationalizations for our behavior, including from one or two women, actually. We just think that we can't help ourselves as if we are robots who lack the ability to control our urges. We don't. If you can control your bladder, if you can control when you want to take a dump, then why can't you control yourself if you have the instinct to whistle? I mean, really. I want to read two things here. I'm sure she won't mind. I'll just or summarize two insights from my good friend Reedy Klabi, who's listening to this topic, and obviously as a runner for her in particular, as with our last caller, this is a very raw topic. And Reedy adds a couple of points that are really, really important. The first is, she says, and I'll read bits from our discussion. Men disguise the daily violence to which they subject us as complimenting us, thereby adding another injury, insulting our intelligence. We are too stupid, apparently, to know the difference between a compliment and an insult. And as a runner, that is something that she experiences every single day. Whistling, taking liberty to have her appearance and body parts described. And that's the thing. So not only is there, I mean, there's layers here to the insult. Not only are you insulting women and demeaning them because you're objectifying them and treating them like a piece of meat, but the defenses we trot out is an extra layer of injury because you also insult the IQs of women by thinking that you can pull a fast one in how you justify it. And then Reedy makes another point. She says, chances are the women these men should be complimenting, Dineo, their mothers, their sisters, their baby mamas, their wives, they are probably dying for a term of endearment. So this business of, no, we are just, you know, chivalrous. We are in the habit of giving compliments. You probably are not in the habit of giving compliments. A, it's not a compliment. Let's be clear about that. But B, you probably don't dish out the compliments to the women that in fact are the ones that are close to you at work or at home. Felicia, good morning.
Hi, yes, Eusebius. Good morning. Just regarding your one of the callers before, Megan, I absolutely, totally disagree with her. I feel like she's giving men basically the right that they are allowed to sit and call names. They're allowed to, you know, whistle. They're allowed to disrespect women. I've actually been out of my three pregnancies, two of my pregnancies, I've actually been whistled at, catcalled by two, three times by men. And it's so infuriating. I find it's very disrespectful of my own private body. The sad thing is, what I find is that in the country that we're living in South Africa, you actually can't turn around and just push the person, you know, talk the person away or say something or push them away. Because in this country, you feel like you have to just kind of keep quiet and walk away. And I've actually, you know, one person who did at was one of my pregnancies who was kept on catcalling, did not leave me alone. And it was almost like harassing. And I couldn't push it, like I couldn't turn around and say to the person, just leave me alone, find respect. Because you just never know what that person's intentions are. You never know. There's rape out there. There's so many bad incidents that go on. And it's just so sad that in a country like South Africa...
Felicia, I can't tell you. I cannot tell you how many women on my Twitter timeline have said the same thing in the last 30 minutes. That you end up greeting back, not because you're trying to have dialogue, but as a kind of safety gag reflex.
Yes, just so that they don't attack you. And especially when you're pregnant. I mean, a female with, you know, your pregnancy hormones, you can go mad. I feel like it just makes me so mad. And I find it's my own personal space. It's my personal body. I don't know, unless some women, we've had this discussion with a lot of my friends, and some women sometimes say that they feel like the women that do agree with it and the women that do say they agree with men should be catcalling and whistling at women, those women maybe are just not secure with themselves and with who they are. And maybe they say that they feel that maybe if that person's complimenting them, they feel nice. But, you know, so I think it's sometimes everybody's personal problems and their insecurities that they've got, that maybe those one or two women like Megan turn around and she agree with it. Maybe
absolutely,
she's got those things that she enjoys it when men compliment her because she's not secure about
absolutely,
her own self.
Absolutely, 100%. And Megan was a caller. We're not talking about my wonderful producer. Amanda, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. Go ahead.
Yes, it's funny that you have this conversation because I read yesterday that all men should imagine they're talking to Dwayne The Rock Johnson when they approach women, then they will change their attitudes. So maybe that's what men should think about.
I've just read that article. I need to read it more slowly. That's why I haven't mentioned it, because I want to summarize it accurately. But I got the gist of it. Isn't it sad that you have to ask men to imagine how they would respond to another man they might admire or be scared of in order to adjust their behavior in respect of women? I did see that. And I've also tweeted it. I'll retweet that article, Amanda. Shane, hello.
Oh, you should be a soul.
I'm good. Thank you, Shane.
You see this, you know, I was listening to, is it Zuki?
Mm.
And the comment that you read, Reddy's comment.
Yes.
You know, I'm so taken aback. This thing that we can't help it as men, it's absolute nonsense. It's actually amazing. You know, we are so out of touch as men in this country with everything that has happened. You know, you should be very, very, very mindful. Catcalling has been there for a very long time. I grew up around guys who did it. And me, personally, I've always found it offensive. You know, I've always seen how other ladies would be uncomfortable. You know, so with everything that has happened in this country, I find it very strange that there's people are actually saying catcalling is okay and you say they can't help it. Sometimes I do. I'm a man, and I won't lie and say sometimes I see someone, but it's not in a pervasive manner. And I actually, you know, always think that, you know what, this is not the time, especially with everything that's going on.
Mm.
You know.
Okay, thank you, Shane. A final comment. Let's go to Platterkloof. Pamela.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Pamela.
I have to say, I've seldom been this incensed by certain callers on your radio show.
Mm.
So
first of all, that all men do it, that is a load of rubbish. I can tell you now, my father has never done it. My husband has never done it. My brother, my nephews, I could introduce you to 100 men who have never catcalled and demeaned a woman in such a way. It's an infringement of my dignity. It's demeaning. It's verbal assault, basically. You wouldn't think of coming up to me. Well, maybe they would think of coming up to a woman and running their hands all over her body, but they think they have the right to do that with words.
Mm.
And it's almost reducing me to the level of prostitution. It is just, I just feel very strongly about it. And like the other woman, if I could, I would actually like to retaliate.
But you can't, yeah, because obviously they also rely on their physical prowess. Some of you asking me to tweet Reedy's sentiments. Look, I'll ask Reedy's, I didn't ask Reedy's permission. Friendship liberties. But I'll craft that up because she's not on Twitter yet. And then I will maybe just write up those thoughts from Reedy, and I'll also tweet that for you. But thank you for your contribution.